The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, May 24th, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be sharing my report with you this evening. Now, before I get started, I want to make a quick announcement. Alan from Fredericksburg called in to my show last week, and I had a conversation with him off air after the program, and I mentioned to him that I would call into his show Sunday morning. And my apologies to Alan because, well, I didn't get home in my Ubermobile till 4:30 that morning. So I was sleeping, Alan. My apologies to you. Anyway, now before I give you the title to this program today, I want to set up the mood. So we're going to start with a minute or so of this. And while you're listening, you can ponder the title. All right, go ahead and play clip one, Michael.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fancy trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a
all right. He thinks he is a power to be looked at. Now, I know you're asking the question, folks. Why did I share that nostalgic tune with you? Well, because emperors, among other things, like to be noticed. But in today's case, the emperor has no clothes, which is the title of this report. Now, we all remember that story. And for those who may not, I'll give you a quick overview. The story goes, when after hearing of a reigning emperor's fondness for extreme fashion, he was obviously a dedicated follower of fashion, as something by the kinks, two swindlers entered into the emperor's ruling domain, claiming to be weavers who could weave the most magnificent fabrics imaginable. Now, bear with me on this, folks. Not only were the colors and patterns uncommonly fine, but they professed that the clothing made of this cloth had a wonderful way of becoming invisible to anyone who was either unfit for his office or who was unusually stupid. So after hearing of these two brilliant weavers, the emperor thought, those would be just the clothes for me. And he pondered, if I wore them, I would be able to discover which men in my empire are unfit for their posts. And I could tell the wise men from the fools. Yes, I certainly must get some of the stuff woven for me right away.
And so he paid the two swindlers a large sum of money to start the work at once. And during the supposed composition of the fabrics, the emperor periodically sent his trusted officials, unnamed, I might add, to oversee and report the progress of the new garments. And after seeing nothing, but recalling that only a fool could not see the intricate colors, the weave, and the design, they each returned to report to the emperor how fabulous the creations were. They all praised the material that they did not see. And eventually the emperor went to see the weaving process, and even he found himself, through after seeing nothing, having to play along with the charade as to not be thought by his trusted officials unfit to be called an emperor. So the story goes on in elaborate detail, but the short of it is, when the emperor appeared in public to show off his supposed exquisite garments, the entire crowd, not wanting to be thought fools, went along with the charade. No one would confess that they couldn't see anything, all except one innocent little boy who was innocently overheard by a few in the crowd telling his father, "But he hasn't got anything on, Dad." One person then whispered to another until, in the end, the entire crowd cried out, "But he hasn't got anything on." Now, you might be wondering, folks, why I reminded you of this age-old story. This story was a fairy tale written by Hans Christian Andersen. But the story itself is indeed now currently playing in real time, in real life. The play is the same, only the characters have changed. And the future damage that will be done, if it happens, will be devastating for all who share this planet. Now, let me introduce you to the current players in the new non-fairy tale, real story unfolding as I report this. The officials, Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Hillary Clinton, and many others in positions of power showing altruistic concern for the world populace as they scheme their nefarious one-world agenda behind closed doors while weaving their deception through the mass media. The innocent little boy? Well, that would be me. The crowd? Well, that would be you. The about-to-be-newly-crowned emperor? The crony of another criminal, Klaus Schwab? Well, that would be none other than the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Now, starting this past Sunday and going through May 28th, the 75th World Health Assembly meets to focus on their slogan, Health for Peace and Peace for Health, for recovery and renewal. The entire plan is summed up regarding their agenda by this clip I'm going to share with you, narrated by Greg Reese of Infowars.com. Go ahead, Mike, play clip two.
But today, millions of us are now aware of the emerging one-world government and their deceitful plans to seize power hidden under the guise of world health. And many of us are now awake to the fact that this so-called New World Order is religiously paganistic, luciferic, and satanic. So it's no surprise that their coronation ball climaxes on May 28th with a devil-horned moon and the Jupiter-Mars conjunction, which is believed to bring success when starting a war. Their big week of megalomania begins on May 22nd in Switzerland, with both the World Health Organization's annual World Health Assembly and the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos. In Geneva, the WHO will be voting on a pandemic treaty known officially as the Zero Draft Report of the Working Group on Strengthening WHO Preparedness and Response to Health Emergencies. This pandemic treaty will make them the directing and coordinating authority on international health. The WHO's zero draft plan includes regular simulation exercises, global surveillance, more vaccines, more censorship, contact tracing, and digital vaccine passports. In Davos, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum's annual meeting theme is History at a Turning Point. Their agenda includes more vaccines, more censorship, and more LGBTQI resilience. The same week in Indonesia, the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction is holding their annual global platform, where they will be planning for regular ongoing pandemic simulations, more global governance, more money to fight climate change, and ultimately accomplishing the United Nations 2030 Agenda, also known as the Great Reset. After the New World Order's narcissistic coronation week ends with the devil-horned moon and the Jupiter-Mars conjunction, Klaus Schwab and his fellow Satanists can celebrate with their friends at CERN. And then what? In March of 2021, the Nuclear Threat Initiative conducted a tabletop exercise simulating a global pandemic involving a monkeypox terrorist attack. Something that Bill Gates has told us to expect. The Biden administration has just bought millions of doses of monkeypox vaccines, and mysterious cases are now being reported. The final assault of the New World Order will involve a man-made bioattack, food shortages, FEMA camps, rolling blackouts, and endless riots. Violence may save your life someday, and it might save our freedom, but it's not a solution. If we really wanted to solve this problem, we could all peacefully convene at our local government council and demand either their allegiance to the Constitution or their immediate resignation. Because the New World Order is not going to surrender, and the entire U.S. government is under their control. This coming Memorial Day, remember and honor the ancestors who died for our freedom, because it may very well be our last.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. It offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Yeah, folks. And their coronation ball climaxes on May 28th with that devil-horned moon and the Jupiter-Mars conjunction, which is believed to bring success when starting a war. Now, the WHO will be voting on a global pandemic treaty, and the zero draft report of the Working Group on Strengthening the WHO's Preparedness and Response to Health Emergencies. This treaty, making them the directing and coordinating authority on international health. And their plan includes regular simulation exercises, complete global surveillance, more vaccines, more censorship. And speaking of vaccines, isn't it interesting how Joe Biden just ordered 13 million doses of this monkeypox vaccine? Wow, they already had it on the shelf, sitting there waiting to go, folks. Yes, they want more vaccines, more censorship, more contact tracing, and digital vaccine passports. And Klaus Schwab's theme, history, is at a turning point. Folks, in March of 2021, the Nuclear Threat Initiative conducted a tabletop exercise simulating a global pandemic of a, guess what, a monkeypox terrorist attacks, a simulation. This is over a year ago. And now Joe Biden has just ordered 13 million doses of this mysterious, already done monkeypox vaccine. Huh. That's coincidentally also something Bill Gates told us to expect. Yes, the Biden administration bought millions of doses of monkeypox vaccines. And guess what? The cases are now being reported. Now, how coincidental that Gates warned of this last year. And now the cases are being reported, and the Biden administration has already ordered the millions of doses of a vaccine that had been sitting on a shelf, just waiting for the outbreak.
which, by the way, is now happening. Now, I have to tell you here, folks, anybody, and you aside, because you all are adept, very knowledgeable listeners, anyone who cannot see, who is unable to cognitively perceive what's happening right in front of our eyes, has to be completely brain dead or completely stupid. And as I sit behind this microphone and I think of all of you out there who are aware, you know, and I'll backtrack a little bit. Isn't it funny how as time goes on, the more awake that we all become, and we're a group, we're a family, folks, the faster we can perceive, the faster we can disseminate the lies that are being, well, force-fed us with a Kool-Aid pumped out by mainstream media. I mean, as soon as this happened, it took me a while with 9/11. That's where I got my start. But now, I call this stuff out, boom, almost right when it happens. And I know you do as well. But folks, our job isn't just to call it out. Our job is to spread the word. And in the past, it wasn't. We weren't in such dire straits as we are now. Because in the past, it was more regulations. It was the John Warner Defense Bill. It was the, you know, the Military Commissions Act, you know, with the George Bush administration and the habeas corpus and all this stuff. Now, folks, it's life and death. I am able to perceive now the exact mental focus of this group of people, the ones that have been indoctrinated in, the ones that have been bought off, the ones that have joined Klaus Schwab and Abrasis and the rest of these goons. And I was chilled to the bone when I realized that these folks really want us dead. They want us dead. And the attack is not just a single prong attack. The vaccines are just part of it, folks. But again, the final assault of the New World Order will include a man-made bioattack. It's going to include food shortages, which we're seeing more and more of. It's creeping up on us, just like, you know, they incrementalize with us. They condition us to what is happening. The food shortages are starting. I was at the grocery store today. I noticed that, you know, part of the shelf with the baby formula was missing. By the way, they haven't replenished it from what Joe Biden ordered from wherever he got it. But also there's a couple of other aisles that are starting to go bare. The food shortages, the FEMA camps, the bill that just passed the House of Congress. Anybody that objects to anything, any of the ideals of the left-wing Democratic Party is, well, if this bill goes through, it's going to be deemed illegal. We can be arrested for that. The rolling blackouts that are on its way, the endless riots that are going to come with the food shortages, folks. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't drive into Tucson and Uber without seeing a homeless person almost on every corner. It used to be just on a freeway exit, you know, willy-nilly here or there. Now they're at islands, at intersections in the middle of the city. They're on street corners, both sides. They're everywhere. They're at Circle K when I pull in to refill my water glass, and I'm hit up or accosted, call it what you will, before I even walk into the store. This is getting worse, incrementally worse by the day, folks. So, yes, the entire U.S. government is going to be, if Biden has his way, the entire United States government is going to be under their control. Now, supposedly it's supposed to be ratified by Congress. But the question you have to ask yourself is how many of these people in Congress are already bought and or compromised or are rhinos? How many? I mean, it takes 60 seats, 61, 60 seats. Let's see, 3. Yeah, 60 seats to pass. How many of these people currently occupying those seats in the Senate are going to cave? And if they cave, what happens next? I hear the music. We'll go to a break. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Stick around. I've got much more to come, folks.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Stranger in the foreign land, fearful cries surround.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, reporting from some remote location, a ways out of Tucson, Arizona, in the middle of the Arizona desert. I can't emphasize enough the seriousness of this, folks. And if you've all been sitting there listening for years and never gotten off your chair to get out and spread the word, now's the time to do it, because time is getting short. You know, the final assault, as I mentioned, from these people, the New World Order, is going to include a bio attack. We've already seen that, but now we've already seen the next attack coming in the form of monkeypox, which Bill Gates has mysteriously theorized and said, oh, we've got another one coming. Yes, the food shortages, which are starting to appear on the grocery shelves, the FEMA camps that are going to be rolling out if this legislation is passed, the rolling blackouts, the endless riots, all of this is, oh, and let me add, also, the extreme likelihood of a financial collapse. Yeah, I'll take a call in just a minute, Mike. Go ahead and put him up on the screen, whoever it may be. But all of this culminating at once and turning over control of our health and well-being to the new emperor. I'm going to tell you who that is in a minute. And they couldn't have picked, in from their perspective, a better guy. From our perspective, a worse guy. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Charles in St. Pete, Florida. Charles, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What do you got?
How you doing? What, sir, what's your first name? I didn't catch it.
Michael.
Michael, okay, I'm sorry. I was listening to your beginning, and I didn't catch I was just listening while all this is going on in Uvalde, Texas, and shooting and thing. They had a guy, I didn't catch the guy's name, he was on the Jeff Rentz program talking about the United States is just in line to follow what's happening in Sri Lanka. You know, Sri Lanka is an island off India. It used to be called Ceylon. And he said that they're reporting that all the police and military have all broken down. It's a failed state, and it's just mobs are loose on the island, just killing each other, and it's been suppressed by the controlled media internationally. But he says that's what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum are slowly pushing nations first in the third world and trying to get people to be driven to the extremes by contrived scarcities and
well right and that's all a part of the plan. That's all a part of the plan, Charles.
Yeah, it's part of the globalist plan. The World Health Organization can when this treaty is established after the 28th, just be able to come right into your nation state. And the United States has no border. What country in the world has done that? You know, just abolished the border.
Us.
They want to confiscate all the guns, you know, because we're supposed to like wide open world government.
Right.
Well, what's happening to Sri Lanka now, which is totally been blacked out internationally?
Right. As you see what plays out in Sri Lanka, you're going to see, and you just covered this, you're going to see this happening in other nation states. And yes, it is coming to America. With what's happening here, I can visualize, and I'll just speculate. When UN helmets are seen on the ground in this country, all those people that have been asking a question about civil war, well, I think that's going to be the answer. I mean, that's going to be the answer for many of these people, because when the sovereignty of this nation is turned over to an international, especially this emperor, which I'm going to cover when I get through talking to you.
Right.
This is absolutely horrendous what is happening here. And the seriousness, I cannot emphasize enough how bad this is. So, yes, what you're seeing or what you've heard is happening in Sri Lanka is going to be happening in other countries as well as here, if it isn't stopped. All right. Anything else before I continue with this, Charles?
Well, I just want to take your guns. I was watching one of these politicians on the Fox News. Did just grab all the guns. So we're completely helpless against criminals that will be well-armed, you know.
Fox
News is going along with all this stuff in Ukraine, which is deliberately contrived.
I know. All right, I got to go. Got to take a break, then I got to get back. Thanks for the call, Charles. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. And then I'll tell you all about this emperor, folks. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. You know, one of our, and I think I speak for all of us when I say, one of our Achilles heels is that we, and I'm guilty of this, in the past, you know, we would vote for a politician because of what they said and how they sounded or how they looked or how eloquent they were without doing the background research on this individual. In this case, this new emperor, if you will, is unelected. The people that we elected are going to sign off on him. And, you know, folks, another thing, what better plausible deniability would this administration have to cancel the upcoming elections and point to the impending monkeypox outbreak being overseen by this new emperor, the head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus? And just who is this new emperor, and what is his background that would cause him to be exalted into this world power position? Well, let's just find out, shall we? This is a bit lengthy, folks. I'm going to play a clip for you in its entirety, but you need to listen closely to this, as this is the man they are putting in charge of world health. Go ahead and play clip two. It's going to take about 10 minutes, folks. I want you to listen real closely to this. Go ahead, Mike.
the 70th World Health Assembly, on the nomination of the Executive Board, appoints Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus as Director General of the World Health Organization.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom, who the hell is he, really? You've surely seen him on TV by now, being a darling of the mainstream media and all. Dr. Tedros is the highest-ranking medical official in the world during this time of global pandemic, but unlike most medical officials across the globe, he isn't even a real medical doctor. In fact, he's the first ever to lead the World Health Organization without a medical degree. Tedros is simply a communist academic, and I'll get back to that in a sec, who has never cured a patient in his entire life. But of course you wouldn't know that, because the mainstream media doesn't want you to question the UN, WHO, China cabal. See, Tedros, he's actually a politician who hired a public relations firm in the United States to help him get the lucrative top job at the WHO. Mercury Public Affairs put together a snazzy presentation for him to deliver to the global body, but when it came time for him to answer questions, well, let's just say it didn't go too well.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Dr. Tedros, for your presentation. You focus on fragile states and hard-to-reach settings, but with very little clarity on the WHO mission in terms of the development agenda. So how can we translate your views in terms of a development candidate? Thank you.
Sorry, but the question is not clear. Can you clarify, if I may ask? Sorry.
How can you better explain your claim of being a candidate from the South, a development agenda candidate?
When you say development candidate, linking it to sustainable development goals?
I would like to ask you, which technical cooperation areas do you regard being the nice-to-have or so-called the pet topics of the member states in which the WHO is currently active, and you see the least value added in the organization action? Thank you.
Sorry, can I ask... Maybe if you can repeat, not clear, or if you can...
During times of crisis, the mainstream media will be the first to wave their arms and scream and shout and freak out, saying that we shouldn't be criticizing the experts. But thankfully for me, Tedros Adhanom is anything but an expert. Rather, he's a communist revolutionary who oversaw a violent government in Ethiopia from several senior positions. From health minister to foreign affairs, Tedros routinely used his power for self-promotion at the expense of his people. But don't take it from me. Take it from one of his subordinates in Ethiopia back when he was health minister. Despite their position in the government bureaucracy, they penned an essay about how, quote, Dr. Tedros left the Ethiopian health sector very much politicized and crippled, which must yet be depoliticized if it is to function properly. This resulted in Ethiopian healthcare facilities that were funded by you and I, by millions upon millions of dollars in foreign aid, where doctors, quote, used their smartphone flashlights to help deliver babies at night and had no running water to wash their hands after treating an infectious patient. That is the legacy of Dr. Tedros. Back in Ethiopia, when he was only responsible for the death of his own citizens, he was a ranking official in the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, a party that is basically Ethiopia's version of the Communist Party of China, People's Liberation and all. The TPLF was so cruel, inhumane, and deadly that it was, quote, listed as a terrorist organization by the United States government in the 1990s and is still listed as one by the Global Terror Database because of its unfortunate habit of carrying out armed assaults in rural areas. See, Dr. Tedros' government oversaw the forced relocation of 15,000 people. As it tends to be with forced relocations, it didn't end very well, for the people, that is. It sparked massive protests in 2016, where Human Rights Watch documented the brutal regime killing its own people in the street, curb-stomping them, bagging their heads, and shooting them. Tedros says that the global community blew this way out of proportion and got in a fight with the Human Rights Watch in a series of public letters. Now, this will sound like a parody, but it's all true. Here's Tedros's letter. Quote, Human Rights Watch encourages opposition violence in Ethiopia. That's from the Ethiopian Ministry of Foreign Affairs while Tedros was leading it. Human Rights Watch has deliberately given impressions and made claims that they know to be false. Totally didn't happen. About the recent events, notably the Iricha tragedy on October 2nd. Now I'll define two words there for you. Iricha is the Ethiopian version of Thanksgiving, and a tragedy is an unavoidable disaster. Does this look unavoidable to you? Of course, dictators of feather fly together, and Tedros' vile behavior extended across the entire continent of Africa. When the president of Kenya was set to be on trial at the Hague's International Criminal Court, well, Tedros rallied the leaders of Africa's dictatorships to say that they've rejected the double standard that the ICC is applying in dispensing international justice. That's a quote. Tedros told the delegates, quote, We underscored that sitting heads of state and governments should not be prosecuted while in office. That's what Tedros said. He actually believes that. Just a few months after the brutal killings and human rights violations in Ethiopia, Tedros stumbled his way to the leadership of the WHO. Now, of course, he didn't get there on his own because he's a gross incompetent. He's displayed that throughout his whole life. He got there with the help of China.
Anything is possible. Let's get to work together for a healthier world. Thank you so much again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
According to Washington Post columnist Frieda Gaitis, China worked tirelessly behind the scenes to help Tedros defeat the United Kingdom's candidate for the WHO job. That was David Nabarro. Now, Tedros' victory, she says, was also a victory for Beijing, whose leader, Xi Jinping, has made public his goal of flexing Chinese muscle across the globe. Now, what was the first thing that he did when he got the top job? Well, of course, he nominated Robert Mugabe to the position of UN Goodwill Ambassador. You, of course, don't need me to remind you who that thug is. He's the dictator who single-handedly oversaw the demise of Africa's breadbasket.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa was in charge of internal security during the Gukurahundi massacres, where thousands of people were killed, allegedly by forces loyal to Robert Mugabe, the former president.
Executed dissidents with his Fifth Army, a North Korean-trained death squad, and was an agent of China himself. The Chinese were the muscle behind Mugabe's installment as dictator for life. And this nomination wasn't just a nod to his fellow African dictator, it was a nod to China. It was the first of many favors that he's done for Xi Jinping, the most recent being the cover-up of this global pandemic. Giving China's African dictator a Lifetime Achievement Award was a move to solidify China's geopolitical power within the United Nations. So that was then. Since the beginning of his political career, Tedros relied on a cabal of East Asian communists in Africa, from the Chinese to the North Koreans, to prop up his African dictator pals. I guess we shouldn't be surprised that his loyalties haven't really changed. Leopards don't change their spots. He is rotten to the core, and the world is currently paying the price for it with the lives of our families and elders. You may have seen this tweet by now. Everyone across the world is scratching their heads as to why Dr. Tedros' WHO lied to the world on January 14th, saying that human-to-human transmission just wasn't a thing, even though it was obvious that it was. It took them until January 23rd, after global outcry, for them to turn course and come clean instead of lying for China. Imagine if governments mobilized then to secure PPE for their healthcare systems instead of scrambling to do it now. That wasn't even his most recent blunder, though. Tedros' outright refusal to call the rapidly spreading disease a pandemic to avoid embarrassing his Chinese overlords caused untold problems. Not until March 11th, when a total of 114 countries were reporting over 110,000 cases of Wuhan pneumonia, did the WHO finally cave and call it a global pandemic. Tedros isn't just a villainous communist who ran a government that killed their own in the streets. He was also accused of covering up several cholera epidemics in his home country when he was health minister. Bad press, not good, you must understand. By now, you must be seeing the trend here. I think it's put best by John Martin, who said, in a sane world, instead of leading a global organization, Tedros and his cronies would be put on trial at the International Criminal Court and tried for his crimes, and if found guilty, should spend the rest of his life in prison. The last thing, the last place he should be is running the WHO while the entire world is dealing with this global pandemic. It's no wonder that now a global petition has been signed by over 700,000 people calling for Tedros' resignation. He has blood on his hands, both back when his communist government slaughtered their own people in the streets like animals, and now when the world's most vulnerable are cowering in seniors' homes, suffocating to death at the hands of an inept Chinese bootlicker.
All right, Mike, thanks for that. Folks, are you beginning to digest the seriousness of this? International governments are about ready to sign over their sovereignty and let this man be in charge of your healthcare decisions. And when he was a candidate for that position of the head of the WHO, he was asked the mission statement of what his perception was, and his answer, sustainable development, i.e. Agenda 2030, folks. And him being the head of the TPLA, that was deemed a terrorist organization by the United States government in the 1990s, this man is going to be in charge of decisions, international health care. Folks, he's the first African director general to be appointed to the WHO and the first in its 72-year history not to be a medical doctor. He has never practiced as a medical doctor. His doctorate degree is in philosophy and community health, and he holds a Master of Science in the Immunology of Infectious Diseases. He left Ethiopia and came to the UK, where he studied at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He graduated with a Master's of Science in Immunology and Infectious Diseases in 1992. Kind of reminds you of Bill Gates, doesn't it? An expert on health affairs that is an IT guy and has no medical credentials at all. None. Yet these criminals, folks, are in charge of our health and our well-being. And then Tedros went on to study at the University of Nottingham, where he received a PhD in community health in 2000. Now, the source that I got that from was the Daily Mail. Folks, he's not a doctor. He's a far-left politician who was part of a brutal regime. And during his bid for the $260,000 a year job as the head of the WHO, Tedros was serving as Ethiopia's health minister and had served as a foreign minister. He vowed to make universal health care his central priority if he managed to come to the World Health Organization's director general. And Tedros hired a public relations firm to help him clinch the top job at the WHO. You heard in that report, he defeated, Peter Navarro? Out of the UK. And in the mid-80s, Tedros graduated from the university and went to work for a Marxist dictator as the health minister. And later, after the dictatorship was overthrown, he joined the Tigray's People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, which was listed as a terrorist organization by the United States government in the 1990s. And Joe Biden is frothing at the mouth to turn over our health care and the United States health care decisions to this man. Are you getting sick yet? He graduated from the University of Ethiopia in 1986 with a degree in biology and went to work as a health official in the regime of Marxist dictator Mengistu Haile Mariam while the country was ruled by the Derg military junta. And according to the BBC, folks, Dr. Tedros then joined the hard left TPLF, which started life as a communist party and played a major role in overthrowing Mariam in 1991. And it later became part of the EPRDF, a coalition of left-wing parties that ruled Ethiopia up until just last year. What source did I get that from? Again, the Daily Mail. In 2010, Tedros served as the number three in executive leadership in the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front. During the election that year, the EPRDF won all but one of the 547 seats in the legislature. And as foreign minister from 2012 to 2016, Tedros became the face of a government human rights groups accused of, get this, folks, systematic torture, disappearances, and repression of the media and civil society. Are we ringing any bells here yet with censorship? In Ethiopia's controversial 2015 general elections, Tedros' ruling EPRDF declared that it won all 547 seats of legislature amid reports of continued repression. What is the source of that? That's out of Quartz Africa. Folks, this man all along has exhibited very poor judgment. And that has been made very clear in the way that the WHO has bungled the COVID-19 response and continues to cover for China and push Chinese propaganda. In October of 2017, Tedros tried to appoint Robert Mugabe as the goodwill ambassador for the WHO, which should tell you all that you need to know. He's apparently not a great judge of character and is completely tone deaf. Got to take a break. We'll be back in three. I got much more to come. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Stick around if you want to get even sicker. Be right back.
No reason to get excited.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Biden actually praised high gas prices. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. As proof of just how out of touch Washington, D.C. is, President Biden explained the Green Energy Plan. In a meeting yesterday, Biden said, quote, "When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger. The world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when it's over," end quote. President Biden went on to praise himself for being able to, quote, "keep it from getting worse and it's bad," end quote. Only after his admission of the planned price hikes to usher in so-called green energy and his self-congratulations did he pay some lip service to the millions of Americans forced to pay thousands more to fill up their cars and heat their homes. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pacem, Parabellum.
Yeah.
Africa, but we only have 2 minutes. Okay. All right, am I on the air? On air. Okay, folks, we're back. I apologize for this, but there's some serious technical issues going on. Could be because of this report. I don't know. But Mike, the producer, Border Op, tells me that I'm still broadcasting. I can hear nothing on their end. But, you know, getting back to this, and I'm going to try to limp my way through this, folks. You know, the plan by a World Organization Director General to appoint a Zimbabwe president, Robert Mugabe, as a goodwill ambassador, has backfired and has been rescinded after an international outcry. Robert Mugabe, age 93, one of the longest-serving leaders in the world, seems a particularly unusual appointment for a goodwill ambassador, doesn't it? Given his high profile as a leader of a government with a poor record of, shall we say, democratic freedoms. And the critics were particularly offended at the idea that Mugabe was appointed because of his contributions to public health, given the collapse of Zimbabwe's healthcare system, and let me add also financial system, under his watch, along with the country's economy in recent years. Mugabe, along with several other African leaders, has long trips abroad for medical treatment. Source was Sports Africa. We're going to go to the top of the hour break, see if we can straighten this out. We'll be back in 2 second hour coming up.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
RBN, John Stackmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org.